Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons with our multiple best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Pete, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kit. I hope you are. I hope the listeners are as well. And we've got a great show for them today.
Across the board, everyone loves sports, and we want to take a look at retirement benefits of professional athletes. Now, even those listeners out there who are not professional athletes, if you want to get in on the professional athlete profession, as it were, or if you are just looking at what retirement benefits are out there, this all can apply. It just depends on where you are in life.
Well, first of all, this is from Bankrate.com. I was interviewed in an article years ago on this, and I was just taking through some archives and found this, and I thought it'd be good to bring it up because you might think that pro athletes earning millions wouldn't have to worry about the risk of outliving their retirement savings.
It certainly seems right? Like if you've got that much money going in, then you must have that much money going out, right?
But when we look at what retirement could be, 50 years of unemployment, otherwise known as retirement, that risk isn't so far-fetched, Kit. People can outlive their money even if they have millions, and we read about it and we hear about it every single day. Not just athletes, but musicians, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that everyone seems to neglect is doing proper estate planning, making sure that when they pass away, the tax man isn't the biggest beneficiary. And when you don't do proper estate planning, many times, talking to a lot of attorneys that I do, many times that's what happens. So I wanted to go through the four major sports, baseball, basketball, hockey, and football. And of course, depending on where you are in the country, you might argue that one of them isn't a major sport, right?
Yeah, a lot of what comes into play with professional sports is when you're talking about 50 years of unemployment. For a professional athlete, that can seem even longer because they were only in the profession for, say, 10 years if they're lucky.
Well, you look at football when they are drafted when they're 20 or 21, maybe 22 or 23, some of them, depends on how long it took them to go to school and how long it took them to develop.
Sure.
But their lifespan is just 4 or 5 years if they're lucky. So lifespan in the sport.
Sure.
So they could be retired by 30, so their retirement could be 70 years.
Ugh.
And unfortunately, what we see, and you hear about this, and it's not a secret, but a lot of the athletes spend way too much money when they make it because it comes in fast, but it goes out faster. And then when they need it the most, it's not there. So one of the things I always advise when I'm talking to athletes and agents is to at least take half the money they're getting and put it in a place, we call it a time capsule account. And these are available to the general public too, by the way, that you can put a certain amount of money away today and know with certainty the exact amount you'll get every single month when you retire at age 65 or 70, whenever you want to retire, you can know with certainty what that income will be. So then what you do is you get the income you're living on now, you put some money aside, and your job is to have the money that you have in your pocket or you know what you have access to get you from today into 65. And then when 65 gets here, your pension kicks in, your self-funded pension. We call it retirement autopilot, and it makes a lot of sense, but unfortunately, you know, many people don't do it. And I'm not just talking about athletes, Kit. We're looking at about half of Americans here aren't saving for their own retirement, which is worrisome, especially if they have a 401k. But baseball started a pension plan in 1947 for their players. So they put some money aside, too, as well as all the major sports put together a pension plan. But it's not going to get the athletes to the best place they want to be. So you think about Social Security for the listener out there. Social Security will hopefully keep you fed when you get retired, but it won't help you do the things you want to do. You have to do that on your own. And it's all about funding that personal pension plan. National Football League has been around not quite as long as baseball or hockey. they started a retirement pension plan for their players in 1959, and players with at least one credited season in 1993 or after are vested for three credited seasons. In other words, they get paid to you know, retirement based on them being in the league. And so not everyone qualifies, and it's not as much as they think, but it's better than nothing. But all the players out there need to save some of their own money, as do the listeners out there as well, Kit.
Sitting down with your local financial coach so that you can ensure that you are on the right track, whether you are a professional athlete or whether you want to live life as if you were a professional athlete, making sure that you have a plan in place to get you through retirement. It's really easy to get in touch with your local financial coach. You can reach them by calling 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099 to get in touch with your local financial coach. Give us a call, leave a message with your name, your number, and your location, and we'll put you in contact with your local financial coach right there in your area. And we're looking out for you every single week, just like that, here on the Financial Safari. Do you believe that there will be another financial catastrophe like the one in 2007 and 2008? If so, do you want the same thing to happen this time as happened last time? What will you do to make sure what happened last time does not happen again? Take the first step to protecting your money and visit Coach Pete's new site, safemoneyradar.com. That's www.safemoneyradar.com. Cruise into retirement. And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Coach, today the term is Texas sharpshooter fallacy. Sounds like something that we can zero in on real easily.
Kit, this reminds me of one of my brothers. He was always, after the fact, telling us how smart he was. Like, you know, the Red Sox, we were Boston Red Sox fans growing up, and they would lose. And after the game, he said, I told you they would lose if Luis Tiant pitched today, that kind of thing. And so what a Texas sharpshooter fallacy is in the financial world, this is when someone analyzes outcomes out of context. In other words, they're trying to imply that the results had been part of the plan the whole time. And you know, it's like after the fact. We hear it called Monday morning quarterbacking. You know, after the fact, telling you everything, you know, rather than the result of chance. And it comes from the idea of a sharpshooter who simply just shoots at the side of a barn and then goes back afterwards and draws a target and puts the bullseye right where his bullet hole was, right? And then calls you over to show you how accurate he was. And he wasn't even aiming at the spot. Who knows? He might not even been aiming at the barn when he shot. And so we run into this a lot, though. And a lot of people think that somebody's a lot smarter than they are because maybe they'll send a newsletter out and the newsletter will guess what's going to happen in the market. But the newsletter will come out after the market did something.
Oh.
And we see this a lot. I mean, again, you have about a 50-50 chance of guessing right or wrong if the market's going to be up or down for a day or a month or whatever. So a lot of guys do that. We used to see this on the 800 numbers for gambling. You'd call a 1-800 number, and it would say that the one team would win. And if you called the other 800 number, it'd say the other team would win.
Oh.
And so the guy, the bookie guy who was showing you how to win in Vegas, he'd have half the people calling would be raving fans because he guessed the outcome. Right?
Okay.
But eventually it doesn't really come through, like the psychic friends network, Kit.
Well, it's not taking that randomness into account when you're looking at the market. I mean, the market goes up, the market goes down. When someone, you said gambling, when someone goes to Vegas and tells you how much they made this year, they're not telling you how much they lost last year.
Always forgetting. And there's an old book called The Random Walk Down Wall Street. And it basically says no one's as smart as they think they are. And no one's as dumb as they think they are. Or maybe that might be right. But, you know, you have to be very careful when we're talking about money. It's one thing if a guy's just showing you where he hit a barn with a bullet, but what if that bullet was your retirement? What if a grenade went off on your retirement income?
Ugh.
So we need to make sure that we have our money in the right place. And it's not as hard as people think it is, but you have to go with somebody, a planner or a financial coach, who has access to the guaranteed type accounts for income. No one can guarantee you growth for liquidity. Well, I guess banks can. They can say you get 1% for liquid money. But when we're talking about having growth of money for income in the future, there are ways out there to grow your income level at a substantial amount, I think, you know, between 3% and 5% per year. And then when it's time to take income, now you have that income account that's grown, and now you get a yearly paycheck based on that account that should be higher than when you started and could be, as long as it's in a place that you can't lose and don't have to worry about this Texas sharpshooter kind of stuff.
Well, it's about sitting down with someone who can run you through the entire plan, who's not just going to show you in hindsight, oh, sure, I got this target, I got that target. You want to look not to the past, but to the future. Make sure that you are on the right track moving forward by sitting down with your local financial coach. And it's very easy to get in touch with them. Just give us a call at 800-604-1099. Again, that number is 800-604-1099, and we'll put you in contact with a financial coach in your area. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.